This is Monday, March 4th, and we're continuing our study on the miracles of Jesus. The title of the study is Beyond the Ordinary. Has healing for you been more of a process in your life, or has it happened instantaneously? Of course, we want to be healed right away when we're sick, but often it doesn't happen this way. I know people who have endured treatment for cancer for months or even years. My brother lived with diabetes for over 50 years. Perhaps you also have struggled with an illness or an extended amount of time. This week we're going to be looking at healing and Jesus' miracle of giving sight to a blind man. Here's our text from Mark chapter 8, verse 22 to 26. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't even go into the village." Now, Jesus performs many healing miracles. For the Jewish people, illnesses fell into several different classifications, and what we find is that Jesus addressed each of them in his healing miracles, demonstrating his love for those who were sick and his power to restore life. Many followers of Jesus have witnessed healing miracles, and some have experienced them themselves. Today we encounter an unusual miracle that we need to understand. First, we notice that Jesus seems to heal this man's sight in two steps. Can Jesus not complete his healing with just one? Oh, well, of course he can. But he chooses a two-step process for a number of reasons. Today, with stem cell technology, doctors have been able to restore sight to people that have long been blind. But often those people have an immense problem when they do. The therapy can heal the physical function of the eye, but it cannot rewire the brain to be able to process the information being transferred from the optic nerve. In other words, the person can physically see, but sometimes they have trouble deciphering what they're seeing. The hardware is functional, but the software may take a lot of time to be restored. As you can imagine, this creates a lot of frustration and confusion. Why can they not see if their eyes are functioning properly? Jesus, in his miracle, not only heals the physical eye, but he enables the man to see clearly. This healing reflects what God often does in our lives. God may heal us in stages because of the complexity of our need. But there's a second thing going on here. The healing of the blind man takes place just after a time when Jesus has explained himself to the disciples. And the disciples, they still don't understand. The disciples can only see the truth about Jesus in stages. They cannot understand all at once. And Jesus is trying to show them this. This is something we need to understand as well. Healing takes time. Of course, Jesus could restore us immediately, but often he takes time in our lives because this is how we come to learn about him and about his presence and his care for us. This is where we develop character and also trust in him. I like the way the Apostle Paul explains this in his letter to the Romans. He says, "Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." That's Romans 5, verse 3 to 5. Paul says that even amid the difficult and painful things in our lives, God is working for our good. He's developing us, and he provides us with his guidance through the presence of his Holy Spirit. And of course, at times, we find waiting intolerable or downright frustrating. But God does not allow this time to be wasted. He is working in us. Does this make God slow? Sometimes he does seem to work slowly in our lives. Yet we should not despise this slow work of God. We realize we are all in process, growing spiritually, and we begin to realize that other people are in process too. The Lord goes at what you could say is the speed of our lives, knowing that everything works in this way. He may bring healing in your life in stages. Now, there's one final observation I want us to see from the text for today. Likely the man brought to Jesus did not yet know Jesus. He knew him only by reputation, but he trusted Jesus to heal him. The question is, do we? Do we bring our cares and needs before God and seek him for his healing grace? Perhaps in our scientific age, we don't even consider that we might need God's healing intervention in our lives. Or perhaps we become open to his healing when other avenues have been exhausted. To speak of the healing power of Jesus means trusting Jesus to work in our lives for our good and his glory. This doesn't mean that we reject medical intervention. On the contrary, it means that we look to God to heal us in many different ways. And we're going to return to this as we continue looking at this miracle this week. Let's pray. Forgive us, gracious Father, for failing to pray for ourselves and others, for failing to trust in you. Teach us your ways, O Lord. Also, we pray for patience to wait when healing takes time. We pray together in the name of Jesus. Amen.